Revolution number two. This is Apollo Control. Apollo 10 is now realigning their inertial measurement unit and shortly should be maneuvering into the attitude for the lunar orbit insertion number 2 burn. This is Apollo Control. Apollo 10 is has just passed the 45 degree west longitude line.
Apollo 10, Houston, we'd like to leave your back pressure valve closed for another rev or so. Look at it. We'll probably go to sleep tonight with it closed. Over.
This is Apollo Control. We've lost lock on the high gain antenna. That was the cause of all that noise. It happened when the spacecraft started maneuvering to the burn attitude. We're apparently on the Omnis now. Apollo 10 is 22 minutes away from loss of signal on the second revolution. It's coming up on the 60-degree west longitude line in the Ocean of Storms area.
Apollo 10, Houston, if you read, we'd like you to select Omni Charlie, over. Apollo 10, Houston, over. Apollo 10, Houston, if you're already on Omni Charlie, we'd like you to select Omni Charlie, over.
Hello, Houston, it's 10,
Honey Reed. Right, 10, reading you about 3 by, over. We're reading about 3 by. How many, over? Hello, 10, Houston, over. Hello, 10, Houston, over.
Roger, Houston, now I'm reading you loud and clear. We lost you on high gain. I've been waiting to pick up on Omnis. We're maneuvering out of the burn attitude.
Roger, we're getting low bit rate 10. I don't know whether you copied my last transmission before we broke lock. We're going to leave the back pressure valve closed and watch it for another rev. And probably for the sleep configuration, we'll have it off. Over.
Yeah, we got that, Charlie. Thank you. For the burn attitude before LOS.
Roger, 10, we copy. Your best Omni is Charlie. Over.
Okay, that's where I am now, so I'll stay there.
Roger.
This is 10. On the last pass on the backside, we're pretty sure we identified through the optics going backwards, CP1 and CP2.
Roger, 10. Really sounds great. Over. Did you, 10, did you call it up or did you just manually track? Over.
Just manually track. If we'd have called it up, that would have shot our wide dead band out of the sky.
Right.
That was John Young reporting they could see the selected landmarks on the backside of the moon. Flight Director Jerry Griffin is taking a status check here.
It wouldn't hurt to wide dead man. Can you check on that for us?
Right, stand by, 10. Houston, if you call up any program, it'll collapse the dead band back down. Over.
That's what I was afraid of.
Hello, Houston, Apollo 10.
Go ahead, 10, over.
Okay, looking ahead in the flight plan to 81 hours when you really start getting busy there. One thing we're going to want to do is we want to delay the canister change and also that fuel cell O2 purge until afterwards. The CO2 content's real low, and delaying it an hour or two isn't going to hurt a thing. And we want to get through that busy time without any interruptions. So we're recommending delaying there at 8120 the canister change and the fuel cell O2 at 8140 until after we get through most of this activity. Over.
We concur with all that, Dan.
Roger.
We have 10 minutes of acquisition time left in this pass, and we're 39 minutes away from the LOI-2 burn. This will be another retrograde burn with the spacecraft pitched up 10 degrees.
Houston, Apollo 10. Now, we've already completed the program 30. Do you want us to go into 40 before we lose you at the LOS? Over.
Roger. We'd like to see P-40 at 10. Over.
Coming up.
P-40 is the service propulsion system thrusting program in the command module computer.
Houston, are y'all getting the high bit rate now?
That's negative. We got your low bit rate. We're seeing the program 40.
Right. In other words, you can read all that stuff. You just need high bit rate to uplink it, huh?
10, we can command a low bit rate even, but it takes a little bit longer. We got some parameters that are on our low bit rate, but all your disky stuff, we can see low bit rate, over.